This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. This'll surprise you. Did you know that Chatham County, North Carolina, was once known around the country for its rabbits? Wild eastern cottontails were so plentiful in the region that at the turn of the 20th century, thousands of them were shipped out each year as cash crops. This piece of forgotten North Carolina history is just one of the many Southern stories that inspires the new folk duo, Chatham Rabbits. Sarah and Austin McCombie officially quit their day jobs last summer and recently released their debut album, All I Want From You. It's a collection of original songs with a nod to old-time traditions. Chatham Rabbits is Sarah McCombie on banjo and vocals, Austin McCombie on guitar and vocals, and welcome to both of you.
We're so happy to be here.
We're going to talk to you about you. We will talk about you and we'll talk about your music. But tell me more about the rabbits.
Okay, so the rabbit thing is really cool. So the house that we own is in Bonham, North Carolina, in northern Chatham County. And when we moved there into this little old mill house, we were the first family to live there since the original family moved in 1910. And we quickly discovered the old-time music history in the village, and that the mill sponsored a string band called the Chatham Rabbits, and that the original guitar player for the band, his name was Susie Randolph Riddle. He lived in the house that we bought when we were fresh out of college. And so we just kind of went down this rabbit hole, so to speak, no pun intended, of learning all kinds of cool things about Chatham Rabbits and string band music, particularly in the mill village of Bynum.
They really did. This was like a rabbit export capital of America.
Yeah, apparently people came from all over to hunt in Chatham County, and rabbits was the thing to hunt back then.
So, and people were kind of, I guess they were eating them.
Yeah, they were eating them. There's a recipe online, or you know, in old cookbooks and stuff, called Chatham Rabbit. And so a lot of times people tell us, all right, I had trouble finding your tour schedule because it took me to allrecipes.com. So
14 ways.
Yeah, so we've learned so much, and it's really interesting. Like, there's this whole history in Chatham County that a lot of people don't know about.
Well, we're going to hear a little bit more about that and more about you, but maybe we could hear a song right
that
now.
Sounds
you
great.
Do one for us? Great.
Yeah, we're going to do our... our song, Heat of the Day, for y'all. This is inspired by cotton mill workers and cotton farm workers in the South.
To the Lord.
Chatham Rabbits, Heat of the Day, from their debut album, All I Want From You. Chatham Rabbits is Sarah McCombie on the banjo and vocals, Austin McCombie on guitar and vocals. Great song.
Thank you.
Inspired by the cotton mills, Southern cotton culture. Tell us about your interest in all of that.
Yeah, well, I just find Southern history and all things dark, melancholy, and depressing to be really fascinating. And in the South, we have a whole heck of a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And living in Bonham when we're home, you know, and just like in this old house and getting to see remnants of the mill. And they, you know, they even had like a, they still have an old movie theater down there. You know, it's not in use anymore, but just seeing all of these relics from the South, it's really inspiring. And my tendency to read a whole lot about it inspired that song and inspires a lot of the stuff that we write.
Austin, you two are living as a married couple now in Bynum, North Carolina, but you met, is it true, at a mandolin orange?
We did, yes.
So what did you say? Oh, I really like you. Why don't we do everything they do? Or
that's funny.
Let's get married and be a duo.
Well, you know, it wasn't planned that way. Maybe that was my dream, maybe in my head.
Oh my gosh.
I was with a buddy of mine, and I remember we weren't 21 yet because we were drinking root beer out of a glass bottle.
Super cool.
And we were there to see Mandolin Orange for their This Side of Jordan show, their tour, and it was sold out. There was people everywhere, and I didn't hear about the South Carolina broadcasters, but then I saw Sarah walk out with her banjo, and I looked at my buddy and I said, you know, I'd really like to get to know that girl.
Oh boy.
Dear. Yeah, you were with that group, the South Carolina Broadcasters, before this.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I learned a lot about old time music there. And Austin was in an electronic band at the time as well. But we, I don't know, I kind of brought him over to the dark side, maybe.
Yeah, I had to buy a fiddle the minute that I met her.
No. Right. Yep.
Small price to pay.
That's
I know, right?
The love of your life. Will you do another song for us?
Absolutely. This is our single off our record. It's called All I Want From You, and this song is called Chattanooga. Drove for my life, Lord, drove for my life.
Chatham Rabbits. The song is Chattanooga. The debut album is All I Want From You. Chatham Rabbits is Sarah McCombie on banjo and vocals, Austin McCombie on guitar and vocals. It's a great sound, and I always love it when young musicians can embrace a tradition and then bring their own to it, which is kind of what makes what makes it special and you know why it's worth making an album. Talk about how you, because I know you went to the Rubber Room just to get a demo, right?
Right.
And in some ways inspired your sound. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we were both working, you know, full-time jobs. Austin was a financial advisor. I was a Montessori music teacher at a school in Durham. And we just wanted a little old-time record to try to book some, you know, little brewery shows and whatnot on the weekends. But we go into this to the Rubber Room studio in Chapel Hill, and we hang out with Jerry Brown, who is the engineer and owns the studio and has, from that day forward, changed our life and encouraged us to pursue this. But also the whole music community around the Rubber Room, including Andrew Marlin from Mandolin Orange, Libby Rodenbow from Mipso, Robbie Link, who is an incredible bass player. All these folks just really stepped in and encouraged us and helped become part of the sound of this record and just got us so excited about the possibility of doing this full time.
Because when they heard what you could do, they said, let's do that.
Let's do that. Yeah, thing. Yeah, exactly. We played these old time tunes, and quickly Jerry said, you know, well, play an original one. And then it just went on
from there to the point that you have quit your day job.
Yes. No, yeah, we took the leap. I'll never forget telling our parents about that one. That was a scary time.
Hey, Mom and Dad, sorry.
No. Yeah. No, but you know, it was perfect timing for us because we graduated from college. We were working for 3 years, and we had bought a house and sort of had an accelerated start to our life with getting married, graduating, checked all the boxes. And we thought, you know what, if we're ever going to give this a try, now's the time.
As a financial advisor, then, did you plot your financial future as
you
a musician?
You should see all the spreadsheets I have.
They end pretty abruptly, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
It's great stuff. You've got a great long future, and it's going to be good. And I pulled up a recipe, by the way, for rabbit.
Oh, really?
A rabbit with dark raisin recipe from the North Ooh. Carolina Cooperative Extension.
Love it.
Includes a couple of rabbits and some dark raisins.
Hey, just come to Chatham County, get a rabbit, and then listen to our new record while you eat it.
New record is called All I Want From You. Did I get that right?
You got it.
Because I just
All
had
I
it. It's in, it's in my memory.
That's right.
And my guests are the folk duo Chatham Rabbits, Sarah McCombie and Austin McCombie. I'm just going to tell everybody, I want to leave you time to play us out, but I need to tell everybody that The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Taylor, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Chatham Rabbits, thank you so much for
thank
being on the
you
show.
So much, Absolutely. Frank. This has been a joy, and we're going to play y'all out on our first tune we ever wrote together. This song is called Come Home.
The radio too loud for you? Was it the lonely barren country pastures, fields of green? It just me. You hate it,
and we ate with our hands.
Damned if I thought this was
promised land.
Did I build
this house too small?
Feel empty, 'cause I lost it all. The wind blows,
whispers your name.
The dog sits on the porch, howling out your name.
And I lay awake
to call